America Weekend.
Hello, it's me.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge.
I'm Christina Stoffo.
I'm excited.
Are you?
I'm downright excited. Good. Why? Because it's time for the Entertainment Report with you.
That's right, with me.
Yes.
We're going to talk a lot about music this week, Ed.
That's good.
So let's start with Adele's new album, 25, has now sold over $4 million.
Why?
Okay, this is why. Because females love listening to music that can relate to a bad time in their life.
It's all about bad stuff.
It's all about breakups and you cheated on me. Why didn't you love me? Hello from the other side.
Hello,
you
goodbye.
Know, she's trying to rekindle stuff with an old love who's gotten over it by now, you know? So anyway, Adele's new album 25 has now sold over $4 million. Mm-hmm. And this album is actually the first album to sell over 4 million copies in a calendar year since her other album 21 sold 4.4 million in 2012.
Nobody's done it since her?
Nope.
She has that much of a stranglehold on the music industry?
Here's what I think it is. When you have an artist that's pumping out album after album, I feel like they kind of water down their brands.
Good point.
Adele, it's been a couple years since, you know, more than a couple years since her first album. So
maybe that's Adele trying to text you right now.
Hello, it's me.
We both have these new galaxies, and the notification noises are way too friggin' loud.
They scare me sometimes. I'll be looking at my phone, and all of a sudden it comes up, and I jump.
Well, before we went on the show today, all of a sudden your chest started making noise up in the lobby, and you had it tucked inside your jacket.
Do you know that I get notifications from the NFL now for some reason?
Why?
I never signed up for NFL notifications.
Well, you go to Jet Games, so they're a part of your life. Anyway, back to Adele.
So back to Adele. Yeah. Congratulations. I mean, this is only a few weeks that the album's been out. She's already sold 4 million, so good for you. She's laughing all the way to the bank.
I don't understand it, but anyway.
You know, Ed, that I am one for good lyrics in a song. Even if I'm not really a fan of the artist or the genre, a song with good lyrics I can appreciate.
That's nice to know.
Gwen Stefani has a new single out called Used to Love You.
Yes.
The hook of the song goes like this. I don't know why I cry, but I think it's because I remember for the first time since I hated you that I used to love you.
Wow.
I honestly really love those lyrics.
Talk about
because
depth.
Because I think it's super deep. And, you know, she recently got a divorce from Gavin Rossdale.
Yes.
So, obviously, this album is going to be all about her emotions surrounding that situation.
Right. But isn't she hooking up with Blake Shelton right now?
Yes, so I'm sure she's not that sad. But I'm sure that when she wrote this song, she was, you know,
she was still thinking about
it. Of the emotional turmoil of a divorce. So this song was one that I was, like, singing along to. Meanwhile, I'm trying to listen to my Killswitch Engage, you know, death metal. And all of a sudden, I'm singing along to Gwen Stefani. So
you did this 2 weeks ago. You got me into that Missy Elliott song by Pharrell.
I told you.
I am constantly.
Isn't it good?
It is good.
It has a good bass line in the back.
Now, so the lyrics, you can't talk about a lot of them here on the show. But it's the bass line is terrific. And it's a good song.
That's true.
See, now you'll have me hooked on Gwen Stefani all week.
You listen to it. It's very catchy.
Thank you. I will.
Okay, now I'm going to talk about an album that I think is very good. It's a band that's a little bit not so much in the spotlight, but Clutch. I'm sure you've heard of Clutch.
Yes, I have.
Okay. They have a new album out called Psychic Warfare.
Okay.
And, you know, Clutch is known for their very strange lyrics and song titles. Like on this album, some of the song titles, for example, Ed, are Your Love Is Incarceration.
That was my wedding song.
Doom Saloon.
Yeah.
Our Lady of Electric Light and Decapitation Blues.
That's a lovely song.
So this album for me is a good mix of Southern rock jam and soulful blues and jazz. It's like a really good mixture if you're into that type of like jamming soulful rock. So just to go along with like the fact that they have really weird lyrics, one of my favorite songs by them goes 10001110101. I think he's trying to talk. It's called Robot Lords of Tokyo. So,
it's a long zip code.
it's a computer code. I don't know, either one. The mid-season finale of Walking Dead just
happened. I was waiting for you to talk about this.
Okay. First of all, spoiler alert, if you haven't watched it yet, I'm sorry, but I'm giving you a warning here. How annoying was this mid-season finale? How annoying was the kid Sam? I mean, you just want to throw him into the zombie herd.
Wow.
And just be like, dude, get a grip, okay? And then, you know, they're kind of drawing out the whole Glenn thing. The only saving grace of this mid-season finale.
Yeah.
Right after, they did like a preview of another show right after, and then there was like an extended clip after.
Okay.
And they introduce Negan, which if you read the comic,
right.
is the next like big villain.
Mm-hmm.
And Negan being introduced to the group is proof that it doesn't fare well for, you know, Rick and gang.
Uh-oh.
Especially Glenn. I mean, if they go along with what the comic book said, it's kind of sick how Glenn, they thought he was dead, he's back, and yeah. I don't know, Glenn is going to get it with the bat again, I think.
Wow.
I don't know. But the mid-season finale was good, I guess.
You have taken to this show unlike anything else ever that I've ever known you to take to. You live and breathe this show.
I love this show.
You do.
I do love this show. And let me tell you something.
Yeah.
We had this show going when Lost was on the air.
Oh,
oh
wow.
Oh, boy. Forget it.
My goodness.
But Walking Dead, you know, I love you.
And she really does.
And I really do.
Wow. You know, that was one of the more emotive entertainment reports we've had on this program. It just keeps getting better and better. Stay with us. More to come. I'm Ed Kalenge.
I'm Christina Stoppo.
And this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Why are you so busy today? Research shows it's because we're horrible at predicting the future demands on our time.
So we say yes to requests for our time in the future because we think we'll miraculously be less busy then. When the future becomes the present, we're shocked that we've overcommitted ourselves again.
You can avoid this trap by asking two simple questions. First, if you had to do this tomorrow, would you still say yes? If bringing it closer to the present makes you hesitate, don't commit to it.
Second, what will you say no to in order to do it? Will you sleep less, spend less time with your family, skip your next vacation? Be realistic about what you can do.
And only do it if it moves you closer to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. An entire town for sale, asking 250 large. There is a catch. Look for the listing under Fool and His or Her Money, our soon parted real estate. It is in South Dakota. Are you interested? Today on American Biker Minute.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. 6.1 Ghost Town Acres. Price slashed from $399,000 to $250,000. SWETT. Sweat. Part of a divorce settlement. 100 miles from Sturgis, don't count on setting up a biker campground. Post office yanked the mailroom in 1945. Bar doesn't have a liquor license. New, shiny town sign to replace the ones with bullet holes. New owners must love prairie dogs. You know you want it.
I need a beer first.
American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.